In Loksamawe, Aceh province, Nurul Hida and her six children are hungry and increasingly desperate. Her husband Faisal has been in jail for 15 months and the family's source of income is gone.
My baby was only 4 days old when they arrested Faisal. Sometimes we only eat twice a week.
Faisal was working as a fisherman when he was arrested. On a good day, he would earn about $9. In June 2020, a group of 99 Rohingya refugees, including 56 children, were stranded in waters near northern Aceh. Their rescue by a group of Indonesian fishermen, including Faisal, captured global attention. But that wasn't the end of it. Faisal and two other fishermen were convicted of smuggling for their role in that rescue.
My priority was the safety of the Rohingya children. I just wanted them to be safe and on land.
Faisal says he was approached by a Rohingya man who asked him to help rescue his family from the sea. The three fishermen accepted a payment of about $200 each.
We didn't understand that we broke the immigration law. I hope my country can forgive me.
Now, as the fishermen await the result of an appeal, they spend their days in this crowded cell.
This is Loksukan prison, where the fishermen are set to spend the next 4 years of their lives. Human rights groups say the sentences are too harsh and should be reconsidered.
Many fishermen in Aceh believe they should help anyone in distress at sea, but that tradition also carries risks.
There is a possibility where smugglers made use of, you know, innocent fishermen or decent fishermen, poor fishermen, to achieve their goal.
The government says the laws are clear.
Hopefully this will be a lesson for other fishermen, so they won't do the same thing again.
In December, when a boat of Rohingya refugees arrived in waters near Aceh, the fishermen did not tow them to shore, as they have done in the past.
We're trying to help as much as possible without having it backfire on us.
The arrests have unnerved them. They are more cautious about rescues now. As they wait for the release of their friends, they say they don't want to face the same fate. Jessica Washington, Al Jazeera, Aceh.